I want to be mocked in just that this the Divrei Torah this morning are Le'ilui Nishmas Baruch Bendit Ben Shlomo Chai. It's Rabbi Nathan, who was a very, very big part of this Moisid and was very tragically nifter 2 weeks ago. One of the minhagim, one of the most loved and treasured minhagim that we have on Rosh Hashanah night, is the simanim. We take various unusual foods and we say a special tefillah for each one. And Shulchan Aruch brings down a minute to take a reish keves, the head of a lamb, or others, other places can say the reish ayel, a head of a ram. The way the minhag has somehow devolved nowadays, it's most usually the head of a fish. And we say Shehi Ratzayin, we make a special tefillah on this head. We take a head, and the symbolism of the head is Shaniya L'Roish V'Lei L'Zanav, that we should be a head. We eat the head, and the head is a symbol. We should become a head. What does that mean exactly? And by the way, this is a very old bracha. This goes back to the Psukim in Parshas Kisavai that we read 2 weeks ago, that Tehi L'Roish V'Lei L'Zanav is in the brachas and in the klalais. What's the meaning of this exactly? Some of the simple, the most posh pshat, we should be leaders, that others should be looking to us rather than us following others, that maybe the zon of the tail is the slave who's subject to others, and the reish is the master, perhaps. There's better ways of saying that we should be the master and not the slave, that we should be the conqueror and not the conquered, and there are other parts of the brachas, the klalos, and kisavai that really express that. What's the more specific symbolism of a Rosh and a Zanav? Last week, we mentioned the Rambam. And I told you that this Rambam is, in my opinion, the most important Maramakim about Rosh Hashanah. That Ava Pish, T'kishet, Rosh Hashanah, Gezeres, HaKasav, Ava Remez, Yeshba, he definitely has a message. Kleimar, Uru, that everyone needs to wake up. And last week we read through the whole paragraph. That's the Rambam's description of the message of the Kol HaShofar. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a very nice vart on this, based on this Rambam, that the Kol Shofar, the Rambam is saying that the Kol Shofar really in a nutshell is, it's a wake-up call. This means we're supposed to wake up, and you can think of it then as an alarm clock. We say in the Pasuk, Ashrei Ha'am Yodei Srua, we say this pasuk before we start blowing the shofar. Ashrei ha'am yodei srua. There are many, many midrashim about this pasuk. That the pasuk in Tehillim describes the Bnei Yisrael as those that are yodei srua. And the Medrash asks, don't all the nations that know how to blow? That's not such a kunst to know how to blow. So Moshe Feinstein has a nice vart. He says that we find the pasuk in Parshas Vayera when Hashem is talking about Avram Avinu, ki yedativ lemanasha yitzaves banaves beitzei achrav. Yedativ, Lashon Yediya, Rashi over there said that it's a Lashon of Chiba. Ki Yedativ means I love him. Lemanasha Yitzav is Banim Asbeis Yachav, because he's creating, he's directing his offspring to follow in his ways. But Yedativ, Rashi says, is a Lashon of love. So Rav Moshe suggests that this pasuk in Tehillim, Ashrei Ha'am Yodei Srua, what's special about the Bnei Yisrael is not that they know how to blow, but that they love the Kol Shofar, the Trua. What's the chiddush there? Well, everyone should consider, what kind of relationship do you have with your alarm clock? I think everybody's least favorite item is his alarm clock. All of my anger gets directed at my alarm clock. And the Shofar is an alarm clock. And to appreciate it, to be able to appreciate it rather than resent it, to hear a wake-up call and take it to heart, that's a very big chiddush. That's Ashrei Ha'am Yedei Srua. But coming back to the teichin of the Rambam, you know, there's another minhag that we talk about in Rosh Hashanah, which we cover, those of you that are learning, we're learning Mishabura together in the morning. By the way, everybody is invited to that. It's a Zoom share, but there's room in the room also, in the classroom, if anybody wants to come. So we covered, we saw that the Ramah brings down from the Yerushalmi, Haiman de Domich Bereshata, Domich Mazlei. That is a very bad simen, a bad omen to sleep on Rosh Hashanah, to take a nap in the afternoon on Rosh Hashanah, because if somebody sleeps on Rosh Hashanah, so his mazel goes to sleep. That's the lashon of the Yerushalmi, that they quote from the Yerushalmi. We saw over there in the Mishnah Berurah that as far as the halacha lemaisa, it's not the most, it's not the biggest aveira in the world. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that some, you know, some people were concerned about it, some people were not so concerned about it. The main thing is that you use your time well. If taking a short nap and then getting up to learn Torah or say Tehillim would enable you to use your time better, it's okay. Yeshiv batul ki yashin dami, the Mishnah Berurah writes, that if you're not using your time productively, that's the same as sleeping. It's not a kunst not to go to sleep, to, you know, and stay up and read books of, you know, Asher lo yoyil v'lo yatzil, not kedai on Rosh Hashanah. Better to take a little bit of a nap and then get up and say Tehillim. There's a minute to say the whole Tehillim on Rosh Hashanah, to learn on Rosh Hashanah, of course. But there is, but yeah, that's the halacha l'maisa. It's not something that one has to get overly distressed about. But at the same time, there is this comment that Chazal made that we're supposed to learn from. That it's somehow it's a bad simon to sleep on Rosh Hashanah. In the place can bring down from Rabbi Yeshua ibn Shu'ib, one of the Rishonim, I guess probably not one of the most well-known of the Rishonim. He was a Talmud of the Rashba. And we have a sefer from him, which is a very unusual sefer. Nowadays, lots of people make sfarim like this, but from the Rishonim, it's unusual. It's Drushes al Seder HaParashiyos. Apparently, he was a shul rabbi, and he got, I don't know for a fact, but yeah, that's the impression you get. It's like a speech kind of a presentation on the parasha, al derech Drush. And the place, but the place can quote over here that in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, that he said about this Yerushalmi of Haiman the Domech Berei Shata, that one isn't supposed to sleep on Rosh Hashanah. The idea is because sleeping is connected the whole theme of the day. He connects it to this Rambam. The theme of the day is wake up! Uru! Uru Yishenu Mishinaschem! So going to sleep, of course, we need to sleep sometimes, that's okay, but symbolism, right? Similar to the Reish Kevis that we started off with. Right? Our Shoshana, we're sensitive to symbols, so sleeping, taking a nap, is a bad symbol because it's the opposite of the symbol of Uru Yishenu Mishinaschem. But what's the pshat? In the remez of the Shefer, the Uru, and the symbolism of the sleep. So I want to share with you, last week I told you a Rambam that's my favorite Maramokayim on Rosh Hashanah. I'm going to tell you today a Chazainish, which is one of my favorite Maramokayim on anything, ever. A Chazainish makes an unbelievable statement. The Chazainish, you can find this in his Sefer Emunu Bitachain. Chazainish wrote very prolifically. 99% of what he wrote is densely complicated, halacha dika, Iyunim in the Sugyais, but he also left us a very skinny volume, which is beautifully written and words coming from the neshama. He called it Emunu Bitachain, and that's does not rely on you being holding in a sugya, learning it be'iyun, although there's a lot in there that encourages you to learn sugyas be'iyun. But that's his ideas about outlook on life. And he writes over there the following. He says that the Balei HaMusar spent time investigating and dissecting, exploring midos, midos teves, midos rois. And there are Bali Musar, Sifri Musar, they give you lists and lists of midas to work on and midas to avoid, right? What we call midas toibes and midas reis. Zokta chazainish. With all due respect to all of these Bali Musar, and I'm not disagreeing with anything that they said, there are a lot of good midas, a lot of bad midas, but if you really want to get down to the crux of it, b'shei rasham, at the root, all of the midas toibes are a single midah, and all the midas rois are a single midah. Meaning there's one midah which is the sheresh of all midas rois, and there's one midah which is the sheresh of all midas taibais. And I'm going to read it to you in the words of the Chazon Ish. He says, sheresh kol midas harois, the root of all the midas harois, is haznachas hachayim hativiyim al mahalcham hativi. Allowing things to just to go with the flow. To translate literally, haznachas, leaving, abandoning, hachayim hativiyim, the natural life, al mahalcham hativi, on their natural path. To just go the way it comes easily. To just react in a situation with the first reaction that comes to mind. To live with what, to do what comes naturally, what comes without thinking. And then he says, and the sheirish of all of the midas toivos is haskama hamuchletes, the strong determination, levaker es haregesh hamusari al haregesh hatavani, is to give precedence to the feeling of what's right over the feeling of what feels good. Loosely translated. You know, nowadays, like, very contemporary, you know, in 2020, there's and the last few years, there's a word that's become very, very popular in popular like psychology literature called mindfulness, and that's really the word, I think, to describe what the Chazon Ish is saying. It's a nice word. It's a nice development that psychology has come up with in these last few years to call people's attention to what they call mindful living. The Chazon Ish says that is the sheirish of kol midas toves, is that you act with thought. Everything that you do it because you decided to do it. And if somebody is not being very conscious of that, then you'll see that most of the things that he does, he doesn't do because he decided to do it. He did it because that's just what people do now. That's what everyone's doing. That's what's natural to do. That's what just the first thought that popped into his mind or the impulse that presented itself. That's most of what people do most of the time. But a Bal Musar is someone that is able to a very large degree be koivesh that netiya, and every action, every word, maybe by some people there's a madrega even of every feeling, I don't know, but every action and every word, l'chalapachais, that it's done or it's said because there was a consideration of what's the most proper, correct, right, maximal thing to do at this time, and that was a decision. And if people act with forethought, with a decision to do what's the right thing right now, and not because it comes naturally, then they're exercising the yisoid of all the midas toivos. And when people are just allowing, you know, you open a Musa sefer and they talk about the midas rois, and they'll talk about atzlus, and they'll talk about kas, and they'll talk about gaiva, and all of those are things that come naturally. And the opposite of all of them are things that need a milchama against what comes naturally. And the idea of living life by what's right rather than what comes naturally, he says, is the sheirish of kol amidos. And that is exactly what this Rambam is saying. That's what we're talking about when we say being awake. Awake, this is the same, as we said last week, it's the same shot. Just coming to it a little bit from a different angle and maybe fleshing it out more and elaborating more. But what the Rambam means when he says, Uri Yesheni Mishinaschem, wake up, is he means that we should be in a state where we are talking, acting, doing the things that we decided that we should talk and act and do. And unlike most of the things that most people say and act and do, which they never decided to. They didn't do it because they decided to. They just came out of their mouths. It just came out of their hands and legs. It just happened. And that's called sleeping. That's a sleepy mazel. Man the damach brei shata, damach kuli shata, damach mazle kuli shata. That means somebody who's not being mindful about what he's doing, conscious about giving thought into what he does. But Ur Yishen Mishinascha means to live differently, to live with everything coming from a predetermination, a decision, a conscious decision. Now, if you take a look at, I'll say a dog walking along, and I'm picking a dog because it's a good example of an animal that has a head and a tail. And that's a vart that's true about people also, of course, but I want to pick an example of something with a head and a tail. A dog is walking along, and sometimes he goes straight, sometimes he goes right, sometimes he goes left. Who decides where he should go? Now, okay, if the dog is on a leash and there's a master, so maybe the master's deciding. But let's say he's walking along by himself. Let's say there's a horse who's walking along. Who decides which way to go? The head. The head, where the brain is making decisions about where to go. What about the tail? Where does the tail go? The tail goes wherever it's taken. A head is something that decides where to go. And a tail is something that goes where it's taken. The tail doesn't decide where to go. The head decides, and the tail comes along. Shania l'roish v'loy l'zanov. We should be the kind of people that go where we decided to go and do what we decided to do. And not like, sorry to say, most people that go where life takes them. Go where their impulses take them. Go where the society around them takes them. And they're not thinking for themselves. That's being a tail. That's the taitch of being a tail. And the Yisoid of Rosh Hashanah is Ur Yishen Mishinaschem. So that's why we say Shaniel Aroish V'loi Lazanov. I think that's a Rosh Hashanah message. I just want to add a couple of words about something that was really a good friend of mine. I just want to say about Rabbi Nathan that one of the things one of the things that jumped out was his self-discipline, that he was someone that you really saw that there was a lot of thought that went into what he did. And just one dugma, this is, one of the things that people first thought of because it was so unusual. He had a very, very unusual diet. He was very makpid on what he ate. It was the kind, he never ate anything that anybody here would enjoy. but it was the kind of a diet that needed an extraordinary amount of self-discipline to abide by it. And that's what this is. Neil LaRoche, like the zone of is self-discipline, is that eating something because it's good, that's, to go back to those words of the Chazon Ish, the regesh hatavoni, eating something because it'll be good for me, that's the regesh hamusari. I think, again, of course, this is a very, very small, tiny little slice of who he was and his personality, but it was one of the more distinctive things about him, but it represents so well this concept of doing what, of giving thought and only allowing into your mouth what you decided should go there and not what suddenly at the moment seemed like, oh, it should pop in. He was somebody that I think was an inspiration in this lesson of Shnei L'Rosh V'Loi L'Zanov. The Shofar tells all of us, Ur Yishen Mishinaschem, which means really, Lefi Zeh, nothing more and nothing less than Shnei L'Rosh V'Loi L'Zanov.